on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump went 1-for-2 Monday in courts in New York City. An appeals court slashed his appeal bond amount from $464 million down to $175 million and gave him 10 days to come up with the money. Another judge decreed Trump's hush money trial will start as scheduled, April 15th.
Jury selection was already delayed until April 15th to give Trump's team more time to review newly disclosed documents. Now they were asking for even more time, accusing the district attorney's office of widespread misconduct and unethical actions. But in a heated hearing, Judge Juan Merchan calling those claims a far cry from true, declaring the trial will indeed go forward April 15th.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Governor Andy Beshear announced that Century Aluminum has singled out northeastern Kentucky for a new aluminum smelter that could bring about 1,000 permanent jobs to the Appalachian region hit hard by the loss of coal and steel production. This is ABC News. Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani has a new interpreter, name of Will Ireton.
I never bet on sports or have willfully sent money to the bookmaker.
Ireton doing Ohtani's talking now after the Los Angeles Dodgers fired Ipe Mizuhara, accused of stealing money from Ohtani's accounts to pay gambling debts.
I'm very saddened and shocked that someone who I'm trusted has done this.
Ohtani took no questions. Major League Baseball and the Internal Revenue Service continue investigating. A human's best friend, a family of four in Oklahoma City, rousted from their sleep by their dog's frantic barking. The roof of the attached garage was on fire. District Fire Chief Andrew McCann.
They were alerted by a dog barking. The dog alerted them to the fire, and they evacuated the residents and are safe.
Two dogs and a cat also survived. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are faulting Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher for leaving the U.S. House before his term is over. Roger Roth tells the Journal Sentinel he's disappointed by Gallagher's decision. Andre Jacques says he'd be in favor of a special election. As it is, the seat would be vacant from late April to early January. Officials are investigating complaints of phony and forged signatures on recall petitions targeting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Dawn Haggerty says she called the Racine County District Attorney's Office after her signature was forged.
And I also called the Elections Commission to ask if there's a way to get my name redacted off the list because this doesn't represent me.
Haggerty spoke to WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks silenced the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a decisive win at home over the Oklahoma City Thunder, 118-93. Giannis with 30 points says it was great having Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton all back at the same time.
You know, Chris was back, Dan was back, and they had the ball majority of the time. So it was a good day. Hopefully, I can keep it up.
March Madness, Marquette with an 81-77 win over Colorado. Tyler Kolek on getting the Golden Eagles back to the Sweet 16 for the first time since since 2013.
And even for this group, you know, we feel like it's been a long time coming. You know, I told the guys before the game, this moment has been in our nightmares, and we're not running from it anymore.
Baseball, the Brewers clobbered the Diamondbacks 14-4. Milwaukee with six home runs. Sal Frelick, Rhys Hoskins, Willie Adames had three home runs.
It's a good feeling, man. It's a good feeling just to, you know, I know you always want to have a great feeling going into the season, and I think that's what they did.
That's Brewer shortstop Willie Adames. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A winter weather advisory goes into effect early Tuesday. Mostly rain in the overnight with mid-30s, but we'll see a change to a light wintry mix Tuesday with falling temperatures into the mid-20s. Any kind of accumulation of sleet and snow will be under an inch. Right now, it's 34.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Alexandria Jacobs, the investigative reporter with RawStory.com. At RawStory on Twitter, or at Alexandria J News on or Twitter X, whatever you want to call it. Alexandria, welcome to the program. Great piece on DeJoy continuing to destroy the post office. And by the way, my apologies in advance if we lose you during this conversation. We've been having just weird internet gremlins because we had the Northern Portland had a huge power failure on Friday, and our router seems to be having hiccups. So anyhow, welcome to the program. Tell us about DeJoy.
Thank you so much for having me. So what we found at Raw Story was that crime against letter carriers has completely skyrocketed over the last few years to the tune of 500%. So whoa. This is happening at the same time when Postmaster General DeJoy and the Postal Service in general has essentially benched its own police force that could help with this issue. So back in 2020, the Postal Service said that postal police officers are only allowed to be stationed on postal properties. So post office buildings, distribution centers, and that's it. They can't be out on the streets anymore and acting it on crime that they might see in action that is affecting letter carriers.
Wow. So is there a causal relationship? I mean, the lack of postal police and the increase in crime, or is it a correlation that's really hurting the postal workers?
It's certainly definitely a correlation. The postal police officers themselves argue it is a causation. They say that postal police officers used to be able to be visual and actual deterrents to crime. So they would sit in police cars marked with the Postal Service logo. They carried guns. They wore uniform. They can intervene in these crimes happening, and that is just simply not happening anymore since DeJoy and the Postal Service made this change back in 2020.
So as the result of that word is traveling in the criminal underground, as it were, that hey, the postal workers are easy targets, and by the way, they're carrying packages and checks and things that you can convert into cash?
It certainly seems that way, and essentially, these robberies, oftentimes they're targeting the keys that letter carriers carry. So they're called arrow keys. Uh-huh. And these are universal keys that essentially can open any of the blue boxes we see on our street corners, communal mailboxes, and apartment buildings for a given zip code. So In the criminal network, yeah, they've learned that if you get a hold of one of these keys, you have, you know, access to an extreme amount of packages, checks, personal information, cash, et cetera. And so it's really lucrative for criminals.
Are the postal workers, you said crime is up 500% against postal workers. What kind of crime is that? What does that look like? What are the statistics? Who is receiving what kind of abuse and violence?
Yeah. So this is primarily happening in cities, but the sources I spoke with said that crime against letter carriers is really on the rise overall throughout the country. And it has been an increase in violent crime. So I spoke with a letter carrier in Chicago who experienced about a year ago. She was on a Friday afternoon, just out working in the middle of the day, and two men came up, put guns to her head, and demanded the keys. So we are seeing this increase in violent crime and assault against letter carriers.
That's incredible. Now, I understand that after you published your piece about, you know, this violent crime against letter carriers and Louis DeJoy's pulling the cops off the beat, that Congress took notice. Tell us about it.
Yes. So there are a few bills that have been proposed that are essentially calling on DeJoy and the Postal Service to use their postal police officers again. So we heard from Representative Fitzpatrick in Pennsylvania, who said, you know, our story at Raw Story further reinforces the need for postal police officers to be allowed to do their jobs out on the streets again. We heard from Delegate in Washington, D.C., who said the same thing. Postal police officers need to be where the crime is. So there are a few bills out there. One is called the Protect Our Letter Carriers Act. And then there's two called the Postal Police Reform Act, both one in the House and one in the Senate. So, and they're really just saying, get the police officers out there, increase the penalties. These are felonies to be attacking letter carriers, and really just calling on the Postal Service to step up and better protect letter carriers on the job.
But Congress shouldn't be forcing Louis DeJoy to do his damn job. You know, I understand that there are two new nominees for the Postal Board of Governors who, if they are, approved by the Senate, and I believe that they're awaiting Senate approval, please, you know, correct me if I'm wrong or fill me in on this, would vote to fire this guy. What's the status of all that?
Yeah, so that is my understanding as well. And I think that's what the members of Congress are saying. They've been for years calling on DeJoy to step up and act. You know, since 2022, many members of Congress have.
We lost her. As I half expected. My apologies to Alexandria. We'll reach out to her and let her know. But you know, I think we had kind of wrapped up the whole issue anyway. She does great work. Oh, she's back. Okay.
Oh, hi.
Pop her back up. Hey. Okay. You were saying in 2023.
Yes. So since 2022, members of Congress have been calling on Louis DeJoy to act on this, and they feel like that he hasn't at all. So certainly that's where we're seeing a lot of this push for a new Postmaster General to step up. DeJoy himself has said, we are doing some things to try to combat crime against letter carriers, and that has included more modernization of the mailboxes and these keys that the criminals are after. But what's been done so far really hasn't been enough, is what advocates tell me. So it's called Product Safe Delivery. It's only resulted in the replacement of 50,000 of these keys, and there's 9 million out there. So it's a step, but that's less than 1%. So there's really been this push of
there needs to be. Why has Chuck Schumer not prioritized getting these two postal governors through?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, I mean, and we have bipartisan support for these types of bills is what we're hearing. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like we're seeing in Congress right now that just not a lot. It takes a lot to get things done and get agreement on both sides. So I think, you know, this is just another one of those situations where, you know, there tends to be this partisan holdup happening, and are common sense aren't going through.
Right. It is advice and consent by the Senate, right, in this case.
Yes, that's my understanding.
Yeah. So it might be a good time for people to call 202-224-3121, the Senate switchboard, and ask for their senators and say, get those postal governor people appointed so that they can fire Louis DeJoy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And same when it comes to supporting this type of legislation. You know, we're hearing outrage from not just the letter carriers who are scared to do their jobs, but everyone, because we all get the mail, and we certainly all want our postal carriers to be safe on their jobs.
Well, and we're all at risk of having, you know, the check or the insurance company reimbursement or the, you know, whatever it may be, or the package stolen.
That's right. And an expert I spoke with, a professor who studies cybercrime, told me that just in the past few years that check fraud has skyrocketed as well, and criminals get these checks from the mail. So to the tune of $100 million a month is being lost through checks.
Amazing. Yeah. Alexandria Jacobs, investigative reporter with Raw Story, one of the great publications out there, rawstory.com. Alexandria J News is her Twitter handle. Alexandria, thanks so much for dropping by today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Great having you with us. Keep up the great work. Your investigative reporting is having an impact, and that's really important. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more of the news of the day in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's almost 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with more of the news of the day in just a couple minutes. Stay with us.
Connecting from the Mississippi on air, to the Apple online points and Civic Media. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM, WLA's radio station.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
Three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. Sorry, I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd Alba
here.
Going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always
this
a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. I really do try to live with a heart healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love Super Beats Heart Chews. I can get daily blood pressure support in just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Super Beats Heart Chews. I've taken them for almost a decade. They are so convenient. I just love that. Super Beats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. From Super Beats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Super Beats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by just going to TomLovesBeets.com. Seriously, T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. TomLovesBeets.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeets.com. And welcome back. So back to the news of the day and what's going on here. First off, I just wanted to share with you, this is tomorrow, I believe. It might happen this afternoon, but in all probability, it'll be tomorrow. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear oral arguments in the Mifepristone case. You'll recall this all started when this right-wing crank judge, Matthew Kaczmarek, who is the district judge in the, Amarillo, Texas district for the federal court system. He was appointed by Donald Trump. He has been a longtime anti-abortion activist. He's a religious fundamentalist, a religious zealot. And he ruled that mifepristone, which was first approved more than 20 years ago by the FDA, and during the pandemic, the FDA increased that approval and said, you know, you don't even have to go visit the doctor repeated times to get the mifepristone. One visit is plenty, and you can do that by Zoom, you know, by telehealth. And so, you know, a lot of people are getting mifepristone by Zoom, by telehealth. And it's the leading way that abortions are done in the United States, 60% of abortions. So anyhow, he said, you know, we need to outlaw this. And he based it on the Comstock Act. Matthew Comstock was this weird, prudish guy in the early 20th century who traveled around the country collecting pornography and going to strip shows, and then went to Washington, D.C., and had these sessions with the male legislators. I mean, all the legislators were men at the time, where he would show them these pornographic movies and give them pornographic magazines and things by way of showing them how terrible it is out there, how bad things are. Wink, wink, nod, nod. And so they passed this law that he was requesting that made it a felony crime to send through the mail any device that could be used for birth control or for abortion. Now, in the 1950s and 60s, and by 1965, when the Supreme Court in the Griswold versus Connecticut case, Connecticut had passed a law that said that birth control was illegal, even for married couples. It was very Catholic, right? So they had passed this law, and even condoms, and even in the privacy of your own home. And so this couple, the Griswolds, sued Connecticut, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled in 1965 in the Griswold versus Connecticut that married couples can actually own birth control. They can get birth control, no problem. And in 1972, the Supreme Court ruled that unmarried couples could get birth control. And then 73, of course, Roe v. Wade. So basically in 65, with that Griswold ruling from the Supreme Court, federal government basically stopped enforcing the Comstock Act. But it's still on the books. So Matthew Kaczmarek said, well, you know, this is on the books. We need to enforce this. And so anything that has to do with abortions, including mifepristone, cannot go through the mail. And the FDA never should have approved this drug. And although they did approve the drug, we need to reverse the quack, 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 quack. He's trying to stop abortion in the United States. So this has now been appealed to the Fifth Circuit. Well, on the Fifth Circuit is a judge by the name of Judge Ho. And he's the guy, he was on this three-judge panel, H-O is his name. He was on this judge, three-judge panel that James C. Ho is his name, that agreed with Matthew Kaczmarek. It turns out that Ho's wife is like a major anti-abortion person. Her name is Allison. She's a major anti-abortion activist. A report in The Guardian compared this Judge Ho and his wife to Clarence Thomas and Ginny Thomas. She writes, few people outside of legal services have heard of the Ho's, yet the couple is tied to the case, this is the mifepristone case, before the U.S. Supreme Court that will determine women's access to mifepristone, a drug commonly used in medication abortions. Ho served on the three-judge panel last summer that ruled to restrict access to mifepristone. The legal group behind the mifepristone case, Alliance Defending Freedom, made at least six payments from 2018 to 2022 to Judge Ho's wife, Allison, a powerhouse federal appellate lawyer who has argued in front of the Supreme Court and has deep connections to the conservative legal movement that has led the attack on the right to abortion in the United States. So here you have a judge ruling on a case in which his wife is a participant and has been paid by the group that's being sued. And he did not recuse himself, just like Clarence Thomas won't recuse himself. These people have basically no understanding of ethics. Sheldon Whitehouse's former executive director of his group, Court Accountability, who is the executive director, is the former chief counsel to his office, Sheldon Whitehouse, Alex Aronson is his name. He told The Guardian, quote, "When Americans see a case like this, so clearly concocted and motivated by special interests, and with evident connections between those interests and the judges on the case, it does tremendous damage to the reputation of the courts and to the public trust in their ability to give all litigants an even shake." You think? So anyhow, the Supreme Court is going to hear this case tomorrow. It's going to be real interesting. Pay a lot of attention to this. Excuse me. Pardon me. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Up next, red states are coming for no-fault divorce. Stay with us.
Connecting with you.
From the heart of the St. Croix line.
We're in touch with you.
Media. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM. WLAK.
Amory's radio station.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump went 1-for-2 Monday in courts in New York City. An appeals court slashed his appeal bond amount from $464 million down to $175 million and gave him 10 days to come up with the money. Another judge decreed Trump's hush money trial will start as scheduled, April 15th.
Jury selection was already delayed until April 15th to give Trump's team more time to review newly disclosed documents. Now they were asking for even more time, accusing the district attorney's office of widespread misconduct and unethical actions. But in a heated hearing, Judge Juan Merchan calling those claims a far cry from true, declaring the trial will indeed go forward April 15th.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Governor Andy Beshear announced that Century Aluminum has singled out northeastern Kentucky for a new aluminum smelter that could bring about 1,000 permanent jobs to the Appalachian region hit hard by the loss of coal and steel production. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Protesters say they might sue the city of Milwaukee over restrictions during the Republican National Convention in July. Demonstrations inside the convention's general security zone would have to march along a designated parade route and use a city-owned speaker's platform, which might be as far away from Fiserv Forum as a quarter mile. Only two members of the Wisconsin legislature are considered working class. That's according to recent research from Duke University and Loyola University Chicago. It may explain why voters feel their representatives are out of touch.
Because our elected officials don't really come from the same set of backgrounds that most Americans come from.
Eric Hansen is one of the study's co-authors. Those working class lawmakers, by the way, are Senator Robert Wirch and Representative Dave Maxey. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A winter weather advisory goes into effect early Tuesday. Mostly rain in the overnight with mid-30s, but we'll see a change to a light wintry mix Tuesday with falling temperatures into the mid-20s. Any kind of accumulation of sleet and snow will be under an inch. It's 33 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former true. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are just awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Our dogs deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why we love Feeding Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend's premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Your dog's results can, will vary. Message and data rates may apply. And welcome back. So are the red states coming for no-fault divorce? Boy, how did that... It's been a long day. What can I say? It's been a weird day, I guess, with all these internet problems here. So here's what's going on. Prior to 1969, pretty much every state in the Union mostly considered women the property of their husbands. I mean, in 1920, women got the vote with the 19th Amendment, but still, you know, women were considered the property of their husbands. It wasn't until 1972 that women could get a credit card, or 73, that women could get a credit card or open a bank account or sign a mortgage without having a man co-sign for them, a husband, a brother, or a father. So, back in 1969, California became the first state to do what's called no-fault divorce, which allows anybody to file for a divorce for any reason, but you don't need to specify a reason. You just say, hey, it's no fault. It's just like no-fault insurance. You know, if somebody bumps into your car, both your insurance companies, you know, split it or however it works, but it's no-fault insurance. It's no-fault divorce, right? So, or I guess your insurance company picks up yours and theirs picks up theirs. So that started in 1969. And by 1977, not even a decade later, this was, 8 years later, 47 states had put into place no-fault divorce laws. By 1985, the last state joined, and all 50 states had no-fault divorce. So here we are, almost 50 years later, and Republicans in Oklahoma, Nebraska, Texas, and Louisiana are all proposing legislation to end no-fault divorce. They want to go back to where if a woman wants to divorce from a husband, and I get it, you know, it's probably half the time the husband wants to leave the wife, but the big problem comes where the wife wants to leave, and the husband says, no, you can't leave. I'm not going to let you leave. And particularly if it's an abusive situation. And, you know, and they're going to have to come up with a reason now. You're going to have to convince a judge that this marriage is broken and that there's a party at fault. Somebody's got to be blamed. And, you know, a lot of people don't want to go through that. It could get ugly. It gets, you know, all this kind of stuff. But Dusty Devers is the Oklahoma lawmaker who in January of this year proposed a bill to eliminate no-fault divorce in Oklahoma. And he even went so far as to suggest that women who applied for divorces should be, and I quote, publicly shamed. Seriously. Republican legislators in Texas are now debating legislation in committee in the Texas legislature that would end no-fault divorce in Texas. Republican legislators in Nebraska have put it in the party platform to end no-fault divorce. So next year, they intend to do that if Republicans continue to hold the state of Nebraska. And recently in Louisiana, no-fault divorce or ending no-fault divorce was debated by the legislature. They did not come to a resolution on it. It's, you know, still a topic whose time has not yet come, but it's very, very, very much on their list. Incredible story, isn't it? I already told you about the U.S. Supreme Court and mifepristone. So I guess we can move along here. Oh, the Republican budget. This is crazy. A 2025 budget proposal, a Republican budget proposal, is backed by 170 members of the House, of 170 House Republicans. Called the Republican Study Committee, the largest caucus in the GOP in the House of Representatives, has proposed ending all federal subsidies for free school lunches. Why? Well, you know, as I kind of started out the program, billionaires don't like paying taxes. Your average billionaire in America right now is paying, according to Joe Biden, paying around 9% in income taxes. According to the Pew Research Center, around 3%. In taxes and income taxes. And I guarantee you, you're paying more than the average billionaire. Donald Trump, for the last 20 years, never paid more than $750 a year in income taxes, even though he claims to be a billionaire. So, you know, they don't want their taxes to go up. And they're concerned that if there are government programs that take care of poor people or even middle class people, that those government programs have to be paid for, and they're going to be paid for by raising taxes on rich people. So let's get rid of the programs. We actually have a problem in America right now. 1 in 10 children in America goes to sleep hungry at least once a year. I mean, this is, we've got, you know, poverty and homelessness where children just don't have access to food. And the school lunches have, to a large extent, filled that void. There's only 9 states that do this. They're all blue states. There's only 9 states where the states pay for all of the free school lunches. And for the rest of the cases, these states are taking federal money. So kids living in red states, those states are paying nothing, generally speaking, into school lunches. So this budget proposal that the Republicans in the House of Representatives want to have voted on, this is their proposal for next year for the United States. This is what we will get if you live in a state that sends, you know, if a Republican goes to the House of Representatives. The Republicans can hold their majority. And if they can take the Senate, and particularly if they can take the White House, is an end to school lunches. They say they want to reform school lunches by eliminating the community eligibility provision from the federal school lunch program. In other words, they want to reform them by eliminating them. The states with universal free lunches are California, Colorado, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, Maine, Massachusetts, New Mexico, and Vermont. And Maine is the only one of those states that has, you know, elected Republicans. The chair of the Republican Study Committee, who put his signature to this document, to this proposed legislation, is a guy by the name of Kevin Hearn. He's the congressman from Oklahoma. And his comment on it was, conservative policies work together across the whole of government to lower spending, lower taxes, and decrease the size and scope of the federal government. And, you know, of course, why? Well, because billionaires don't want to pay their taxes. And, you know, Kevin Hearn, I guarantee you, is living, you know, a life of luxury in part because of support from right-wing billionaires. It's what they do. It's what they're all about. Hunter, a farmer world alert, by the way. ADHD is viewed as bad because only bad people have been studied. This is, we pushed this out, this morning. This article went out this morning from hunterinafarmersworld.com, my website about attention deficit disorder. And the point that I'm making, I had been at a lecture. I actually presented. This was a conference. As I recall, it was in Jerusalem, but I might be wrong. It was a conference where I made a presentation, and then I was followed by this psychologist who teaches in medical schools, who's a fairly famous guy. He's written a bunch of books on ADHD, who, you know, was pretty outspoken, shall we say. You know, he got up and he said to the, and this was to a crowd of ADHD adults and parents of ADHD kids. He said, "Don't you people realize you're all sick? You have a disorder. When I worked in the prison system, I saw hundreds of people like you. They're all ADD in there. This is a mental illness, damn it. And if you don't believe it, let me take you into a jail for an afternoon." And then he told the story of a rapist, a repeat burglar, a homeless man who died under an underpass, and two of his female patients were in a mental hospital, one with HIV, all because they had ADD, right, or ADHD. And I could just see shoulders dropping all over the room. So later that week, I was in another city speaking. I think I was in Minneapolis because I had lunch with Dr. Dale Hammerschmidt, who is a physician in Minnesota, and he's on the faculty of the medical school there. And he has a parent. He's the parent of an ADHD kid. And I told him about this speech that this guy gave, and he knows the guy. And I said, what do you think? And he told me what he thought, and then later he emailed it to me, and so I'm reading from his email with his permission. He said, when I was in medical school in the 1960s, we learned a lot about homosexuality and homosexuals. We learned about the nature of the homosexual relationship, the tendency to fleeting unions, the difficulty forming a durable attachment, the tendency to depression, the tendency to sexual aggression, and the often abnormal family dynamics. The problem was that the data were all gathered on homosexuals who were available to be studied in the 1950s, almost exclusively ones who came to psychiatric attention because of problems related to their homosexuality. So what we were really learning about, perhaps quite accurately, was a small subset of homosexuals unhappy with their sexuality, or those who had been convicted of homosexual offenses. It was then quite common to generalize these data to all gay people. But that seems to have been way off the mark. Now that the socially well-adjusted homosexuals are more open, we find that a lot of what was once thought to be true for all was true for only a small and unhappy fraction. This was particularly unfortunate in the early days of the data, he says. And he goes on, he says, the echoes are still being heard. He says, this was particularly unfortunate in that the early data, when uncritically extrapolated, gave grounds for defining homosexuality to be a mental illness and lent support to all sorts of discrimination. He said, it's an example I've thought of often, in part because the earlier research about ADHD has often been described in disparaging, even condescending terms by people writing now. They never seem to ask why those earlier results were obtained. Like most things in life, the truth is a bit more complicated. We had a long-standing societal bias against gay people. That led to the facile assumption that the patients available for study were representative. So there was a non-deliberate ascertainment bias. The results were probably correct, but for a much narrower population than we believed. The homophobic bias was subtle, but was just enough to make it take several years to address what should have been obvious. The question, how sure are we that these results apply to all homosexuals rather than just those who we've been able to study? End quote. So likewise, what is the population that has been studied in regard to ADD and ADHD? It's people who've crashed and burned. They only study the people that have been labeled, and the people who have been labeled are the ones who show up in a psychiatrist's office and say, I think I have a problem. I can't, you know, I'm not doing my job at work, or my spouse thinks that I'm, you know, off the wall, or my teachers don't like me, you know, they say I interrupt all the time, or whatever. They show up at a psychiatrist's office to get medication, and that's how they end up in these studies. And I'm saying, I don't know of any study of average normal people that just ask, successful people, that just ask the simple question, what percentage of you people actually have ADHD and aren't taking medication for it and haven't been seen a psychiatrist? There are no studies like that. And so I think that the whole ADD thing, you know, I acknowledge that for some people ADHD is so severe that they require medication and even therapy. I get that. I totally get that. But for many, it's a gift as much as it is a curse. So anyhow, you can read all about it at hunterinafarmersworld.com.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit tomhartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's right up at the top of the page. We'll be back with my supplement list right after this. What vitamins do you take? Stay tuned.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Online.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripescast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dead.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is National Let's Laugh Day. I think laughter is truly the best medicine. What makes you laugh the hardest? My family members, my kids are funny. My dad makes me laugh. My wife makes me laugh. Conrad makes me laugh. I think one of the most important things that we can do in life is laugh. Personally, comedy's gotten me through some very tough times. It's great therapy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books. If this is you, you should know these three numbers: 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And 1, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow all in one place. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you constantly and consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. That's netsuite.com/Hartman to get your own KPI, free KPI checklist. netsuite.com/Hartman. And welcome back. So, you know, we've talked about a lot of things today, covered a lot of territory. DeJoy, the free lunch, the red states and no-fault divorce, how the GOP is coming to slash Social Security. One other piece of breaking news, Boeing used to be run by engineers. It was a company started by engineers, and it always had an engineer as a CEO, up until a few years ago when they replaced the engineer CEO with a bean counter CEO, a guy who was just going to make money. And hey, this safety stuff, you know, and they started lobbying the FAA and everything. This safety stuff is not working out well for us. So let's see, we can save some money here. And, you know, of course, they've had all these safety crises. United has had, what, 10 Boeing aircraft have problems, you know, landing gear failures and stuff in the last week or so. So anyhow, the CEO is now stepping down, which is good. That's a good thing for all of us. I have another website that I publish my non-political stuff to. It's called wisdomschool.com. I've had this URL for years and years and finally decided to use it. And, you know, I read about everything from, you know, lifestyle stuff to longevity to spirituality. And this is part of my longevity and health section. It's right at the top of the page. If you go to wisdomschool.com, it should be the main story right at the middle of the top of the page. And it's titled My Supplement List. And this is the pills that I take every day, right? Because people call up, you know, they ask, right? And so I'll just go through it real quickly. I take vitamin D, 2,000 units. I take vitamin K complex. I take magnesium L-threonate. This gets through the blood-brain barrier. I take milk thistle. I take ashwagandha. I take sea iodine. I take curcumin and turmeric, apple cider vinegar, agarius blazei muriel mushroom, which is really a potent cancer fighter, if the studies are to be believed. Omega-3s with sesame ligands and olive extract, phosphatidylcholine, and quercetin and fisetin. I notice most of these, none of these are vitamins. I'm not a big fan of vitamins. I do take a half of a multivitamin every day. And I list that. But all of those things, I've been taking these things since I was 19 years old, and I got a job as the manager of the general nutrition store in Okemos, Michigan, after, you know, between two businesses, after my little business, my electronics business, had trouble. So anyhow, that's it. You can read about it at wisdomschool.com if you want to check it out, if you want to see the whole list of the pills that I take every day. And with that, we'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget, democracy requires all of us. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. I promise we'll have our phones working tomorrow for you. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
innovative research, educational resources, supportive community.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Supreme Court on Tuesday takes arguments on the Food and Drug Administration's authority to regulate mifepristone, a chemical compound used to induce abortion. It's how most abortions are